I'll start in English now because, well, you don't speak Dutch, of course. In your documentary, Something Better to Come, we follow Yula, who lives like at the biggest landfill.
Garbage dump. Yeah. Yes, landfill in Europe.
In Europe, very close to Moscow. And you followed her for 14 years, I understood. Please take me a bit back in history. How did you came in contact with her?
So back in 2000, I was engaged in charity work. We were having a group of volunteers who were helping children, street kids in Moscow. And one of the kids told me about, and actually took me to the garbage dump. So this is how I found out about the existence, because it's outside of city. It's totally isolated because it has a fence. And it started from this desire to help, to help these people, the children, out. But then soon I realized I have to share this story with other people who will never have even any awareness that something like this exists. And I was, of course, completely struck by the beauty of the kids, the kindness of the people, also terrifying conditions they live in, very primeval, very simple. And simple, actually, cruel, you know. So I was, this is how it all started. So I started to take pictures and I started to film. And it started to grow in a project, which, of course, I couldn't foresee that it will take so many years. But in meantime, I was shooting another film on the streets of Moscow. So it took me a little bit away from the garbage dump. I completed, this is the film you mentioned, I completed it in 2004. And it was nominated for Oscar. And then I wanted to close Yula's story, but everything went against it. So I'm closing this only now with this premiere at ITFA.
Yes.
2014, 14 years later.
Well, it must be. I'm very curious. I haven't seen it yet. I'm very curious to this documentary. But maybe first, because it's for me very difficult to have an idea of how she lives, the place, how it looks. Can you just describe it a bit for me?
It's a moon, you know, it's a living on the moon.
On the moon?
Yes, because it's like a different planet. The heavy machinery works there, the civilization dumps all the stuff from the city, you know, everything. And it's actually a mountain of trash, which is big for a few kilometers long, around 100 meters high, and maybe one or even more kilometers wide. So it's like a really huge, huge, and it's actually this particular garbage dump operated since 1964 or 1966, I think 1964. So it's a really, really huge place where a lot of different garbage was dumped. And it's all surrounded by fence. And the people, also, they live from this kind of civilization, but they have no civilization, you know, like they live without electricity, they take the batteries to make electricity, they have no medical help, of course. The place is protected by security, so the people don't come in, and actually, of course, it's normal that places like this have to be protected, because it's also a lot of hazardous materials being thrown away. But because of this, it also creates a situation when these people live like in the like a country in the country behind the fence, and no one even knows about their existence and about their everyday struggle when the heavy winter strikes and it's minus 30 and they have to survive, and the diseases they get, the injuries they get into, and the vodka, I mean, the vodka which is sold, which was sold to them wasn't even vodka, you know, it was very cheap, it cost $1, 30 rubles, you know, and it was like technical spirit, people will die out of it. So it's a very strange community in a way, it's kind of like the people are exploited also. Yeah. They work for pennies and collect all these materials. So, but in within this community, there is a very strong bond between people. People are very kind, very appreciative of any kindness which you show to them. I think when I came, I represented something what they really missed in their life. And this is what Yula told me later, years later, that they were waiting for me. They were asking when am I coming. And I can say that it created a real friendship. And there are things which touched me very deeply and were very rewarding. I got all these memories of these beautiful moments with these people. And some of them are in the film, some of them are more personal, but it's... And it's very strange, actually, to share this very personal story, because it wasn't... I mean, of course, it's a film, but I don't feel that I have intended to make a movie. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like it's my relationship with the people. Maybe it's always like this, but because maybe this one was going for many years, it's a very interesting moment when I will have to sit with the audience and share it with them.
So. Yeah. Well, you talk about